We're speaking with Michigan Congressman Bill Huizing about a new group in Congress that is forming to study the Endangered Species Act. That law was passed by Congress in 1973 with a strong encouragement of President Richard Nixon, a Republican like yourself. Why do you believe it's time that that law be revisited?
Well, it's as you point out, it was 40 years ago when the law was initiated, and then last time it was reauthorized was in 1988. And I think it's just time for a fair and even-handed look at how it's working, and you know what the processes are. The processes and the science have gotten better over the last 40 years, It's a very well-balanced group of people. We've got somebody from Florida, from Maryland, Pennsylvania, out west, Washington State, me from the Midwest, and then a number of the western states, Arizona, all the way up to Wyoming. We all have different experiences, and I think it's going to be a good group to take a look at what's working and maybe what needs to be revised.
You say the group is balanced, however, there are no Democrats as far as I can tell.
Yeah, this is a Republican working group. So this is, the House majority working group, and it doesn't preclude us from, at some point as we're developing this, to pull in other people. But we wanted to start with this group first.
Are there particular areas of the ESA, the Endangered Species Act, that you think are especially problematic now?
What the feedback we get from a number of states and people who are engaged in it is it's very relatively, I shouldn't say very, comparatively easy to list species and whether it's animals or plants or whatever it might be, and relatively difficult to delist them once they have been sort of established or brought back and those kinds of things. And so that, among a number of other things, is what we want to look at. We just want to look at what the process is and really what's working. For me personally, I go in with no specific agenda or anything where I'm saying, hey, we got to go in and get rid of or change or add any particular item. I'm looking for just a good, honest, open-ended look at what needs to be done here.
The law's intent is to get species off the list so they're no longer endangered or threatened. You believe then perhaps it has not been as effective as some had hoped at the beginning?
I think it's been quite effective in preserving certain species and that kind of thing. Then the question becomes, okay, once we've reestablished them and stabilized a population or a particular, whether it's flora or fauna, then what? What do we do? And sort of, we've seen some species that have sort of lagged on this list, even though biologists have said, well, you know, it's really no longer endangered. After all, it is the Endangered Species Act. So, what are we going to do as those next steps? And it seems like we've never really fully developed that.
One of your Democratic colleagues, Congressman Raul Grijalva of Arizona, has accused Republicans of wanting to, in his words, gut the Endangered Species Act in an op-ed in a publication called Roll Call. Do you agree with that?
No, I mean, I don't see it as a gutting of it at all. I think it's wise for us to improve things. I mean, whether it's the IRS and our tax code, whether it's environmental laws, whether it's whatever, the educational laws, all of these things need to be reviewed from time to time. That's the role of Congress and something that we should be doing. So it sounds like we might have to pull him in once we come up with a few determinations to get his input as well, but that's certainly not my preconceived notion.
One of the aspects of the Endangered Species Act that often gets a lot of attention in the media is when the act comes into conflict with property use, private property use. When preserving a species conflicts with something like that, what do you think the federal government's role should be?
Well, I think it has to be balanced. And I do believe that there have been certainly instances where people can point to where either the government hasn't really fully compensated or maybe has sort of overreached on the intent. You know, they're adhering to the letter of the law, but maybe not quite the intent of the law. And I think that's something that should be discussed and looked at as well. but clearly there's circumstances or instances of it in the past where whether it's just somebody who's overzealous in the implementation of it or whatever it might be, may have overstepped their bounds.
You formed this working group, you and your colleagues. So what's the process from this point on?
We're going to be looking at a number of hearings and events to get feedback and input. And we want to hear from the states, because oftentimes you'll have the federal government either working with or sometimes working opposed to what state governments are trying to do. And we want to make sure that that's also a coordinated response and much more seamless than what it seems to be now. So we're going to be moving forward with some hearings and field hearings and those kinds of things, and hopefully we'll be able to get out and get a little better sense of what's happening on the ground as well.
Do you have any idea when those hearings will be held?
We had just literally formed the group, and they're talking about here in the next couple of weeks to get going on those formal hearings.